The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yankee Arnold Ministries.
This is Dr. Ralph Yankee Arnold of Yankee Arnold Ministries. I want you to join me each weekday. There is a new name and new time, but the same clear gospel message. Mark it down. Call a friend. This is Ralph Yankee Arnold. God bless and keep looking up.
Yankee Arnold Ministries. Weeknights at 6 on Faith Talk Tampa.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk Tampa. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open. In Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around you, or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Good afternoon. Welcome to this edition of the Bill Bunkley Show. Here on Salem Radio, we're broadcasting all across Central Florida. It is a beautiful Chamber of Commerce day, and I can tell you that all of our visitors who have come to the free state of Florida to experience Easter week, they are getting their money's worth. And for the rest of us who've been here for a while, and for those of you who are native, that's right, you were born anywhere in the sound of my voice right here in Central Florida. We know that we have had the blessing of enjoying days like this for years and years and decades and decades. And so I want to invite you to this Tuesday edition of the Bill Bunkley Show. 26 days into the month of March already, and as we are giving just praise to Jesus, and I want to thank him for all of the many things that he has done in my life. He's been riding point on my life, and the angels that he has assigned to me and my family, as well as the opportunities to have faith in him in so many situations. And it's one of those days that every day we should wake up with all sorts of gratitude and accolades, and today is one of those days. Well, this is a three-hour briefing right here on the Bill Bunkley Show. If this is the first time that you are tuning in, because we are going to be with you with a lot of briefs this afternoon, taking you all the way up to the 6 o'clock hour this afternoon. And as always, if you want to be on our program, we have an opportunity for you to call us. Gabe, our executive producer, is standing by if you would like to be part of our show today. That number is 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. I don't know about you, but when I woke up this morning and I took a glance at my cell phone and I saw that a container ship had slammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge there in Boston. It was surreal to me. I'll explain that in just a moment. But to those of you who are familiar with the Boston area, you have three ways to get around up there. You've got a couple of tunnels, and you've got the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Now, not far from that bridge, Boston has a significant container ship, cargo port. And in fact, when you see some of the video, that one video that is just astounding that the entire collapse was caught on video, and I've watched that several times, as the container ship, the huge container ship, was heading down the channel with the pathway, which is done a gazillion times before, is you just split the two piers at the deepest area and to cruise out of the port into the Atlantic Ocean. And to see that bridge come down in the video was just absolutely striking to me. In the background, you'll see all sorts of cranes, high cranes, because that is the cargo ship port. And Boston Logan International Airport is right there, so you'll see that everything has red lights on top of all the cranes because there's a lot of traffic patterns there for the airport. Not only do we have national, international flights, you also have a lot of local traffic with news helicopters, police helicopters. And so, but I want to tell you, what it meant to me was a huge flashback. I was born and raised here in Tampa. 44 years ago, there was a tremendous thunderstorm. It was a thunderstorm where the main cell that was coming in to the Skyway Bridge, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. As I recall, the ship, the Summit Venture, was coming into the port of Tampa and got off its course. And the Summit Venture slammed into a piling, just like the cargo ship that we're seeing this morning slammed into the piling. And the day was May the 9th, 1980. It was the day that we take you back in history, the rise of Ronald Reagan, the downfall of Jimmy Carter, right in that period where we had gas that was being rationed. You could only get 10 gallons. Excuse me. You could only get 10 gallons of gas. And then this big storm came in, and the Summit Venture fatally collided with the Skyway Bridge. Sadly, 35 people fell into the bay and lost their lives. I'll never forget that it was either later on that afternoon or the next morning, I can't remember, I hopped into a Cessna, small Cessna, and we flew over the wreck site. And it was eerie because even now, if you look at some of the video from the Summit Venture from 1980, the sad part about that, there was a Greyhound bus. And the whole top of the Greyhound bus was sheared off. And of course, a considerable number of those that perished were on the bus. And when you flew over it, you could look down, you could see submerged at the top of the bus and a couple of cars. And then, I think it was something like a Chevy Impala. And where the bridge collapsed, it was as both sides of the bridge were going up. And miraculously, and remember that when it happened, the motorists were having to go pretty slow because you couldn't see in front of you. It's one of those driving rainstorms. And I'll never forget the one car that ended up being just hanging off one side of the bridge. So this morning, when I got up and I started, Mrs. Bunkley said, "Hey, did you see what's happening in Boston of the bridge? Baltimore. What am I thinking about? Baltimore. Everything still sticks. And in fact, understand when you get around Baltimore, kind of unlike Boston, at Baltimore, Baltimore Washington Airport is right in that area. But you also have a lot of lowlands. When you get into Northern Virginia on the coast and up around Baltimore, you know that to get around, kind of like if you're going to go to downtown Boston, the airport or the port, you've got to deal with a lot of that. But the same thing goes with Baltimore because a lot of it looks flat like the Sea Islands of Georgia. So anyway, when I saw that today and watched the footing, you could see early on that something went terribly wrong because the lights were flashing on the ship. We know now that the ship's pilot immediately when they were experiencing that put out Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. Now, a ship that size, even if they were going to try to stop, it would take about a mile or a mile and a half to be able to stop. And what I was also gathering this morning was the fact that a lot of the engines on these huge cargo-carrying ships, these are engines that are these engines are designed for fuel economy, especially this ship was going to be going halfway around the world, which is typical. And so the engines are not engines that you could fire up quickly and put it in reverse and kind of like if you have your own family recreational boat, you know, sometimes if you're out of practice and if you're coming into the dock too hot, you can jam that thing in reverse and just put the hammer down and slow it down. But unfortunately, they lost control of the ship. And so as this happens, just like we have here in Tampa, when a ship ends up outside of Egmont Key, the local harbor pilots who are specially trained, they are taken out to the ship. They board the ship out in the Gulf, and a local harbor pilot will guide that boat in until it gets close to the slip that it's going to be tying up in, and then they'll utilize most of the time the services of the tugboats. And so I know somebody was asking, you know, well, what happened to the tugboats that were guiding the ship out? There were no tugboats guiding the ship out, and the ship's captain, though he's responsible, he's not the captain on the bridge because the local harbor pilot is the one that's in command of the ship until they get out into open water. Now, the other thing we'll talk about in a moment is there was some individuals who were doing repairs on the bridge. And as we're looking for people that are missing, I assume that they were going to be all people in cars, but that's not the case. And so in a moment, we'll talk about some heroes on that bridge. And by the way, this happened about 1:30 or 1:40 in the morning, and it's about 30 degrees in Baltimore. And the water's about 48 degrees, I think I remember from this morning. So let's take a break more on this because we want to pray for this and pray for all those folks. What a tragedy. 877-943-9673. Don't go away. Be right back.
Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Michael Lang, board-certified optometric physician and certified nutritional specialist, and the founder of the Lang Eye Institute and Fortify Vitamins. I've hosted the very popular Ask the Doctor program since 1993. I educate you on the latest advancements and natural approaches to eye disease and total body wellness. I'm Dr. Michael Lang, helping keep America fit and healthy.
The Lang Eye Institute in the Villages and the Fortified Nutrition Center on McMullen Booth Road in Clearwater. Online at fortified.com. And listen to Ask the Doctor Saturday mornings at 10 on Faith Talk Tampa.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-852-3467 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-852-3467. That's 800-852-3467. Again, 800-852-3467.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmers agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmers agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Oh, hero of heaven, you conquer the grave. You free every captive and break every chain. Oh, God, you have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awakened alive. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh, God, you have done great things.
Welcome back. He has done great things, and we are just in awe, especially during this week, which is Holy Week. Coming up later on in today's broadcast, we will talk about the activities of Jesus Christ on Tuesday of Holy Week over 2,000 years ago, and a little bit of a discrepancy whether it was AD 32 or AD 33. I'm going with AD 33. And so we're going to have an opportunity to talk about Holy Tuesday as Jesus was continued to teach the parables within the temple. And we'll talk about that in just a moment as day by day. Today was the day of the Olivet Discourse. Today was the day that sitting on the Mount of Olives with a handful of his disciples, he talked about what was going to happen in the future. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program because that's a very significant day in our history as Christ followers. Well, I want to tell you the tables are going pretty quickly as well as individual tickets. So we are now 26 days into May, and the National Day of Prayer brunch is right around the corner. May the 2nd, and it's going to be an important day because we're going to be praying for many aspects of life here in America. This will be the 31st year we have gathered for the National Day of Prayer brunch, and I want to invite you to be a part of that. We're going to open the doors at 11 o'clock. We're going to have a wonderful lunch at the Armature Works in downtown Tampa, that's just off I-275 along the Hillsborough River. We're going to have a wonderful keynote speaker, and is also going to be our worship leader. That is Laura Story, and she has won Grammys, Billboard Music Awards, Dove Awards. Her songs include Blessings and Chris Tomlin's Indescribable. She's also written several books, including When God Doesn't Fix It, and So Long Normal. She's going to be leading in worship. She's going to be our keynote speaker. Then we're going to have leaders get up and lead us in prayer for various aspects of our life here in America. And I'm your master of ceremonies, your host, and I'm looking to have you out on time at 1 o'clock. But now it's getting serious. I don't want you to not get your table. I don't want you to not get your individual ticket. So go right now to our flagship website, www.letstalkfaith.com, letstalkfaith.com. Click on the banner for the 31st annual Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch, and I hope that you will be with us. I thank you for all the callers waking me up a few moments ago because, in fact, it is Baltimore and not Boston. Boston. Those of you who love the Red Sox, I'm not trying to slight you. So we're talking about Oreo country, as in the Baltimore Orioles. Here's the latest update. It came in as we were just coming on the show. It looks like that the search and rescue is still involved looking for six souls. And what we know now that the ship lost power and issued a mayday just moments before crashing into the pier, according to the governor of Maryland, Wes Moore. The container ship, I believe, is owned by Indian interest. It's called the Dolly. And what was miraculous is the mayday came in time to the Port Authority, to other authorities, and they were able to stop traffic from entering the bridge. Now, there were some cars. I understand the sonar in this last update has located some cars. But two things. They were able to stop the cars, and there was a crew that was on the bridge. And, you know, a lot of times these crews will work in the overnight hours. And so it was a crew that was on the bridge, and they were filling potholes. And they think that I think two of those crew members were rescued. The rest of them are missing. But there was other crew members of that patching crew, I understand, that actually ran into traffic and was stopping traffic, trying to get the traffic stopped in both ways, and they are being heralded as heroes. And I know by the Summit Venture and what happened here in Tampa on the Skyway, one of the problems was it was raining so hard that after the bridge collapsed, there were still cars that were coming up and plunging in, coming up and plunging in, coming up and plunging in, because at that moment in time, they couldn't see but a few feet in front of them. And by the time they saw that the bridge was gone, unfortunately, they couldn't stop and they couldn't correct it. So right there in the middle of the channel, the channel's cut pretty deep because that's where the deep ocean-going ships will pass through. So it's about 50 feet deep. That's going to present and has been presenting problems with some of the rescue diving teams that have gone in there. And so as the investigation goes on, we'll have to see. I'm interested in finding out how many vehicles were actually stopped and how many vehicles actually plunged into the water to get a little bit of an idea of what happened. Now, of course, it doesn't seem it's tied to terrorism, but once we end up praying for the families and supporting those that have lost loved ones, the next question is, obviously, the container ship is going to have to be pulled out by some tugs if they can. The question is, it did not sink, so even though it impacted the pier on the side of the ship, on the port side toward the front of the ship, hopefully they can tow it back to the dock to do further investigation. And then they're going to have to get emergency crews in there to get that bridge and the gratings where they're going to have to cut it or whatever. They've got to get the superstructure out of the middle of the span, because who knows how much damage is going to be to late shipments of arrival, because the cargo, no other cargo ships can come or go. So the next thing is clearing it out very quick. More of the Bill Bunkley Show in a moment. 877-943-9673. If you'd like to join the conversation, be right back. Like a tide, it is rising up deep inside a current that moves and makes you come alive. Living water that brings a deadly...
W282 CI Tampa, W262 CP Bayonet Point.
Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Or listen on TuneIn and Odyssey.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The head of a supply chain management company says Americans should expect shortages of goods as the Baltimore Bridge collapse affects ocean container shipping and East Coast trucking logistics. About 800 shipping containers currently making their way to Baltimore's port are being rerouted. Prosecutors announcing a deal with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton to drop securities fraud charges that were pending against him for nearly a decade. That resolution lets Paxton avoid a trial, which had been set to begin on April 15th. If he had been convicted, Paxton could have been sentenced to life in prison. Stocks are ticking higher near the record levels. The Dow is up 86 points now, and the NASDAQ is adding 4 points. This is SRN News.
Sometimes the most compelling stories come from the most unexpected places. Picture this. You're just a 14-year-old boy, abruptly awakened by a solemn priest at your boarding school. Your father's been shot, and you're rushed to his side in Los Angeles. But as you stand by his bedside, witnessing his final moments, you can't shake the memories of another tragedy years before, when your uncle, the president, met a similar fate. As you journey back, the train moves sluggishly, every inch weighed down by a nation mourning your father's loss. Life throws curveballs, and for Robert Kennedy Jr., it was a journey marked by highs and lows. His story is one of resilience, tragedy, and redemption. The Real RFK Jr., the most important documentary of the year. Witness his incredible journey and his legacy. For a limited time, watch it free at therfkmovie.com. The Real RFK Jr., a story that needs to be told. Visit therfkmovie.com now.
The Attorney Patrick Smith Show.
55 plus communities. I'm a young guy. Obviously, I'm looking to buy a house. I just can't wrap my head around how a community can place a rule that you have to be 55 plus.
So I think that when you look at the fact that we can restrict something as precious as voting by age, it doesn't really seem as surprising to me that we can restrict who lives in a private community as much by age.
Listen to the Attorney Patrick Smith Show, Saturday mornings at 8 on Faith Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Alistair Begg, inviting you to join me and my friends from Salem Media Group on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this coming September. We'll enjoy the beautiful fall scenery along the coastline as we make our way from Boston up through the Gulf of St. Lawrence and over to Quebec City. Our voyage will include stops in Rockland, Maine, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island. We'll be visiting charming villages, touring historic lighthouses, dining on fresh seafood, and along the way we'll have the opportunity to enjoy a wonderful time of Christian fellowship as we learn from God's Word together. That's the Deeper Faith Canada and New England Cruise, September 2024. Learn more and book your ticket online at deeperfaithcruise.com or by calling 855-565-5519. I hope you'll come along.
The Your Daily Prayer podcast provides timeless truths from God's Word to guide you through every day. Prayers for your hardest days and happiest ones. Prayers for when you wake up and when you lay down. We want to help you experience a richer prayer life today. Download Your Daily Prayer podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Or go to yourdailyprayer.com. That's yourdailyprayer.com.
We're back. I'm Bill Bunkley here on Salem Radio, broadcasting all across Central Florida. You know, there's times in all of our lives where our cup is empty. There are times when we go through those seasons of life, or those maybe a day or two, that we just feel like our cup is empty. It is those times to where it's important to immediately go to the Lord and say, Lord, you know my cup is empty. You know that I've got a little bit of an internal struggle here. Lord, would you come? Would you minister to me through your Holy Spirit? Now, the important thing is here, you have to believe. You have to believe that he's who he said he is. You have to believe that he hears your prayers. You've got to believe that he answers every prayer. Sometimes it's not instantaneous. Sometimes it's not the way we want it to pray. But then you ask that Holy Spirit to come. Come and fill that empty cup. And I just so appreciate our moments of our bumper music, and we are refreshing all of that. I'm so excited about some of those moments that as you're in the middle of your day and in the middle of our three-hour briefing, I hope that some of those can be really uplifting to you. As I was reading the story about the bridge collapse in Baltimore and not Boston. Some days it's like that, you know what I mean? Interesting, in the Fox story, and I want to talk about this for a moment, because in the Fox story I was just reading, they have an engineer, a structural engineer, that's talking about what happened in Tampa at the Skyway so many years ago. And he's a little perplexed that the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore actually buckled and then collapsed. His name is John Pistorino, P-I-S-T-O-R-I-N-O. And I wonder if John lives in our area, because he said he was surprised the ship was able to take down the structure at all. At this point, he said, I'm surprised a container ship like that, which is so large, would be able to take it down even if it's off course. He was interviewed earlier today on Fox and Friends. He said, quote, back over in Tampa, we do have some means underwater now. So we're talking about the Skyway. This is very interesting. So if the ship does get out of its own direction, it will divert away from the critical parts of the bridge. There's underwater structures that the ship would come across before it actually got into the bridge itself. Now, he's referencing these underwater bumpers that are out there protecting the Skyway Bridge. He went on to talk about the need for redundancy in bridge construction. Redundancy, Fox reports, according to the American Institute of Steel Construction, is, quote, the quality of a bridge that enables it to perform its design function in a damaged state and is considered a desired characteristic of good design. Pistorino said the quality is something faulty bridges have lacked in the past. He went on to say, if we lose the critical part of one column, the structure itself tries to redistribute the load and then goes to the other column, which is apparently then overloaded. That's the nature of the structures. It could be a money thing, but I think really that the design of the redundancy would be something that should always be considered. So today, if we had a runaway ship for whatever reason, and then there are protocols to get it to veer away from the main ship channel going underneath, say, the Skyway, and then underneath the Francis Scott Key Bridge, and they're under the water so you cannot see them, but it would avoid a disaster like this. And then what's interesting in what he's saying is the ship ran into the piling. This is what I'm getting off the video. The ship ran into the piling, but it didn't destroy the piling. It was the energy that came off the ship's, you know, as the ship is moving, and then that energy gets transferred to the concrete pier, and then that energy goes into the pier and pushes it, and then that energy is going up to where the steel superstructure is attached to the top of the pier, and then that shaking, boom, and the superstructure fell. And so the question is, I'm sure they're going to go back and look at the design of the bridge, and it gives us a little more insight of the design that went into our own Skyway Bridge to avoid an accident like that in the future. But that's very interesting. And so, you know, we may not think about it, but I know when we go and look at some of our oldest American cities, including downtown Tampa, including downtown St. Petersburg, downtown Dunedin, Clearwater, Lakeland, Plant City. Now, we all know that, especially when it comes to water and sewer, even gas lines, that we know that it's been so many years, and back then there was a lot of cast iron piping, and so we know that there's a lot of superstructure issues in terms of just how old that some of these pipes and whatnot are. And now you think about the fact, I've always thought about, say, when you're out enjoying Florida and some of the more rural counties, and you'll go over, you know, you'll go over like the Withlacoochee River or something like that, and it's a pretty old bridge. And then sometimes you go over to old bridge and you'll see it's concrete, but it's got some steel girders that are reinforcing it. So we know that our superstructure is getting old in some areas. And I get it to where, you know, we've run up our debt so high that the interest on the debt is choking us in so many areas. And it's a catch-22, because then, you know, if they don't have money budgeted for a ship collapse, a bridge collapse in Baltimore, then they're going to be borrowing money and running up the debt. But probably I'd be interested to know, in some of the major bridges, especially some of the tall ones, where they have built them pretty high up with some of these steel girder-type bridges, how many of them have any kind of crash avoidance? Even if they were to put, even if it's an older bridge, it would seem to me you could come out like 20 feet and put more bumpers outside the piling of the bridge. So if it's going to run into something, it's going to run into maybe some of the newer pilings that are just there to stop a ship from hitting the bridge. Because, boy, and now here's why they're being real careful. It was interesting today because as I was listening, as I understood it, you got a harbor pilot that was the captain on the bridge, and the captain of the ship is there as well. And then as they were speculating about the fact where they're going to need to interview the crew and the pilot to find out what happened, and then somebody that was on, an expert, I can't remember his name, said, well, that's not going to happen anytime soon because the union lawyers for the pilots, they will immediately talk to that pilot and tell that pilot, don't talk to anybody till we get there. So the pilot is going to talk to the union lawyers first, and then the union lawyers are going to be there when he or she is interviewed by, you know, whether it's Homeland Security, whether it's FBI, whether it's the Port Authority, you name it. And so as they're trying to unwind what happened here. And the reason why they're tight-lipped, folks, we can't replace the loss of life in these accidents. But understand this. There's an insurance company somewhere that's going to take a extra major hit. And probably something that is going to involve a secondary insurance agency like Lloyd's of London. And so a lot of times after these disasters, these sort of man-made disasters, we all want to have answers of what happened, but the public officials are slow to come out and make an official announcement because there's so many lawyers and there's such a level of wanting to know who's going to be carrying the responsibility. That's why it's usually a pretty good lag before we find out. But all I know is the port is in Baltimore is going to be so affected. And the question is, I know for here, the question was, how quick could we get the superspan out of the water? And then for those of you that use the Skyway, and if you were way back when, the Summit Venture, you know that if you live in Bradenton, Sarasota, and guess what? You're coming to St. Peter, Tampa, you hop across the Skyway Bridge. Do some of you remember what you had to go through? Because if you were going either way, you had to drive around over toward Ruskin and Riverview and then back in. And that was happening for months. And so this is going to be a major disruption to the area of Baltimore. And we hope they have wisdom. And I hope they really will look in shoring up some of the other bridges in these major cities, especially now with the cost of replacement is so sky high. More of the Bill Bunkley Show in a moment. Finishing up our discussion, the breaking news of the day. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
And in Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Christian Faith Publishing helps thousands of authors just like you publish their books with a company dedicated to strong Christian values. And to help you get started, we want to send you our free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates for authors. Christian Faith Publishing reviews every book submitted to us. And if your book is approved, we'll edit, design, print, promote, and distribute your book online and in stores everywhere. Imagine seeing your book in specialty Christian bookstores, Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, and many others. It all starts with a completed manuscript and one call to Christian Faith Publishing at 888-521-4447. If you have a novel, children's book, poetry, biography, or any inspirational work you've written, we can help you get it published today. Shouldn't you work with a publisher who shares your Christian values of integrity and honesty? You can get your book published. Get your free writer's guide today. Call 888-521-4447. That's 888-521-4447. 888-521-4447.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-698-7191. 800-698-7191. 800-698-7191. That's 800-698-7191.
It's getting harder and harder to make sense out of today's headlines. To stay on top of breaking world and national news with a Christian worldview and a faith-based perspective on what it means, turn to ChristianHeadlines.com. Log on to ChristianHeadlines.com for the very latest news, and then sign up for our free daily newsletter to stay one step ahead of what's happening. Get out of the mainstream media rut with top news and positive headlines every day with ChristianHeadlines.com.
Are you looking for a health plan? A plan that has dental, vision, hearing, prescription drug coverage, gym memberships, healthy meals allowance, and much more, and you have Medicare or both Medicare and Medicaid? Then call Family Focus Insurance Solutions at 813-533-3000. For over 15 years, our licensed staff has been able to find real solutions for your insurance needs. Call 813-533-3000 for your free annual checkup and your free analysis.
Thank you for making my dream a reality and publishing my very first book.
Karen Notner is author of Is Jesus Your Pearl?
You encouraged me, you laughed with me, and you held my hand through the entire process.
Karen's publisher is Zulon Press. Do you dream about publishing? Make the dream real with America's fastest growing Christian book publisher. Your free publishing guide is waiting at ChristianPublishing.com.
Thank you so much to all the wonderful professionals at Zulon Press.
Visit Zulon Press at ChristianPublishing.com.
Good news, ladies. Ugly brown spots on your skin might feel like they're the end of the world, but they're not. You can fade those brown spots from view with Dr. Perry's Night Skin Cream. New customers can try Night Skin Free. Diminish the appearance of brown spots on your face, neck, and hands. Try Night Skin Free. Call 1-800-509-4152. Pay only shipping and handling. One per household. Call for your free Night Skin. Call 1-800-509-4152. That's 1-800-509-4152.
Welcome back. Bill Bunkley here. Just reading about some news that I'm going to talk about. Apparently in Fairfax County, the Board of Supervisors unanimously voted 9-0. Get this. On Easter Sunday, instead of a proclamation about Easter, guess what they're going to do on Easter Sunday? They're going to observe a transgender day of visibility. A transgender day of visibility. You know, I got to tell you, there are some people that will just go way out of their way just to be offensive to Christ followers. Now, they have a right to do whatever they want to do within the boundaries of the law on any day, 365 days a year, but unbelievable. It's just like if you had transgender days and then you would go out and as a Christian, and the folks that I have denounced, they come out with those big banners, you're going to hell and blah, 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 and do that on, you know, maybe just, go there and just hit Pride Day. Had Pride Day in Ybor City last weekend. And, of course, I would be very, very vocal to say, don't go do that. But anyway, that just popped up, so got my attention. Well, for all of you that deal with getting older, it's been interesting the last few days because it seems like I'm spending more time with my team of doctors and dentists than I am doing anything else. So only because I know some of you go through these things, I have some issues because of my AML leukemia that I was diagnosed with back in 2018. Many of you know I had the bone marrow transplant, and as part of that, you know, and the chemotherapy and everything else, that by the grace of God, I'm here, and I've been healed, and I'm past the five-year mark, which is a significant mark. But many of you know that I don't have any saliva output to speak of, nor any tear duct output. And so sometimes when you're listening, you'll hear my voice. You'll hear me sort of slur a little bit because I have at the ready, you know, water, lubricant for my mouth, you know, the biotin and water. And so we got that going on. So at the same time, apparently because I have no saliva in my mouth, it accelerates tooth decay. So, man, I had, a week ago, I had all sorts of, some of the cavities filled on my bottom row of teeth. Then yesterday I had them on the top row. And you got to go into the gum a little bit. So then that, you know, once all the good stuff wears off dealing with that. So then I'm also susceptible to skin cancer. And that's why if you ever see the pictures of Israel, I'm wearing a big brimmed hat and always wearing, I wear a lot of Columbia shirts because they're all UV protected shirts. And so I had something on my left elbow, so we had to cut that off. And when we did, that had a little bit of skin cancer, so we had to come back and dig in. So I went back today to get the stitches out of that, and then I had another one that we had to dig out by my left ear. So I got a big old bandage on the side of my head, looked like somebody cold-cocked me. So he cut that one out. And then, by the way, so I'm laying there, he's doing it, he goes, and he's, I love my dermatologist, he goes, what's this thing behind your ear? I go, what do you mean, what's behind my ear? And sure enough, I got a rough spot behind my ear. So now we had to take a culture of that and send that in. And so I'm back in 10 days to get the stitches out of this and the side of my face. And then I'll find out if he's got a cut behind my ear. And so I just want to encourage you that we are faced with so many challenges, and it's easy. I'm like everybody else, you know, to kind of get down and get negative. But let me just tell you, we just need to know that one day, all this will be over, and we'll have our resurrected bodies. In the meantime, push through. Oh, Shoefoot. Oh, Satan. You just tell him you're not going to win this thing. I got it. So anyway, be encouraged. Bill Bunkley here, taking a break. Don't go away. Be right back.
Janae's Tropicals is your one-stop shop for fruit trees, exotic tropical plants and palms, citrus, and more. Join Janae every Saturday morning at 9:30 as she shares more than 24 years of horticultural experience and hosts other Green Thumb experts to give you free gardening advice. Janae will teach you to live off the land and love it. Visit Janae online at tropicalfruit.com. Listen to Janae's Tropicals Saturdays at 9:30 and again at 5:30 on Faith Talk Tampa.
Another last-minute adventure from Hotels.com.
After 9 hours in the car, we were almost home from vacation.
Things were going well. Until...
Sparkles! We left my hamster!
Sparkles.
They headed back for Sparkles, but they didn't know about last-minute deals from Hotels.com.
So we slept in our car.
Life happens, and when it does, Hotels.com has a last-minute deal. Right now, find great deals in Orlando, Atlanta, and throughout Florida. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart.
WTBN Pinellas Park, WLCC Brandon.
Faith Talk Tampa.
Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Download the Faith Talk Tampa app.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. From the White House, President Biden says he's committed to helping Baltimore rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge and get its port open again.
I've directed my team to move heaven and earth to reopen the port and rebuild the bridge as soon as humanly possible. And we're going to work hand in hand with the support of Maryland to support Maryland, whatever they ask for. We're going to work with our partners in Congress to make sure the state gets the support it needs. It's my intention that federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge. And I expect the Congress to support my effort.
Correspondent Leah Skeen reports the urgent search for the missing continues.
There were at least 8 people, construction workers, filling potholes on the bridge at the time of the collapse. Of them, 2 have been rescued from the water, and the other 6, we believe, are unaccounted for.
The Key Bridge collapsed this morning around 1:30 a.m. local time when a container ship rammed the structure. Also at SRNNews.com, a New York judge issuing a gag order barring Donald Trump from making public statements about witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and jurors in his upcoming hush money criminal trial. That trial begins April 15th. A decision expected early this summer after the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments on the access to a medication that was used in nearly 2/3 of all abortions in the U.S. last year. Mifepristone, one of 2 drugs used in medication abortions, is made by New York-based Danko Laboratories. And President Biden has won Missouri's primary, the state Democratic Party announcing his win several days after polls closed Saturday. His win was never in doubt. On Wall Street, the Dow had 17 points, but the NASDAQ now is down 11. This is SRN News.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-391-8718 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-391-8718. That's 800-391-8718. Again, 800-391-8718.
Pro-lifers get a big payday from a Washington institution.
The National Air and Space Museum here in the nation's capital has agreed to deliver $50,000 in damages to a group of pro-life activists who were told they could not wear their March for Life t-shirts inside the building during a visit last year. A guard told the group that the museum is a, quote, neutral zone where free speech is suspended. The American Center for Law and Justice filed suit, and museum officials have backed down, issuing an apology. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to the latest research, nearly 2/3 of the abortions carried out in the U.S. last year were done so using drugs. That's up from 53% in 2020. Pro-life activists say abortifacients are being used to help women get around abortion bans in their states and represent a whole new front in the ongoing war for the life of unborn babies. This is SRN News.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Good afternoon, Central Florida. Welcome to this edition of the Bill Bunkley Show here on Salem Radio, broadcasting from our studios today in beautiful Tampa, Florida. But our signal is going out from the shores of the Atlantic Ocean all the way back here to Tampa and the shores of the Gulf of Mexico, northward all the way to Gainesville, to the south all the way to Fort Myers, Cape Coral. We've got you covered like a blanket. And right now we are so excited because not only is this hour number two of our briefing today, but it's also an opportunity for us to be with those of you with AM 930 The Answer and FM 93.7, Sarasota, Bradenton, and Venice, where you get news, insight, as well as passion from all the team here at Salem Radio. As always, our phone lines are open at 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. Well, we are keeping an eye on anything breaking with the horrible disaster that took place early this morning in the harbor there in Baltimore with the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And that huge container ship that slammed into the piling on the port side toward the bow. And they're still looking for six people that are missing. Many of those could be the construction workers. So our hearts and prayers go out to them. We talked about that story at great length during our first hour. I mentioned this sometime back, but I want to talk about the big sort of the macro idea for the next couple of segments is the absolute horrible decisions, the unconscionable decisions being made by the President of the United States and some of the far left-wing cities and states around the continental United States of America. In a few moments, I'm going to give you and remind you of the updated numbers of the illegal undocumented aliens since President Biden took office, and whopping numbers that we now have just for February of this year. But as I look at a group of individuals in the Congress that just can't take care of their number one responsibility, and that is the federal budget. And when I think about what could happen, I'm not saying it will, because I can tell you that I will do everything I can to elect Donald Trump, President of the United States of America, Does it mean that I am in total agreement with everything that Donald Trump does? But I can tell you one thing for sure. I am in total disagreement for just about everything President Biden does. Now, we're going to talk about putting illegal aliens to the front of the line here in this country. Now, hear me very clearly. Every human being on the planet deserves to be treated with respect and dignity. While at the same time, you have to have order and accountability, whether it's a country, whether it's a province or a region, a state, a county, a city, a school district, because you have to have orderliness, not helter-skelter, everybody coming up to the freebie counter at one time. I got to tell you, my heart really goes out to the illegal aliens, many of which they may have had $10,000 or $15,000, whether they're from Guatemala, Costa Rica, Venezuela, and now coming from all parts of the world. But some of these folks, legitimate families that are coming in, they sold everything so they could pay the coyotes with the cartels $15,000 for passage in the United States of America. And we believe that they were given false hope, but from their point of view, some of these folks are coming from such impoverished areas. They believe that Joe Biden is their savior, that Uncle Joe's going to pay for everything. He's going to take care of everything. In exchange, all they have to do, hey, all we need you to do is you need to vote for Uncle Joe. And, you know, Barack Obama's got his model out there of a community organizer. We're going to get you all organized. We'll get your benefits. You just need to know how to vote to keep those quote-unquote free benefits coming in. isn't that kind of sick? I mean, it's not kind of sick. It is sick. Because these throngs of millions that you see over and over and over again, they're just pawns. They're human beings who have been taken advantage of, promised a pack of lies. Also, the Democrats have a shot at controlling every election to perpetuity. And I know we have a lot of Christ followers and conservatives, but I just want to throw this out here because I want you to get serious about getting yourself and everybody you know to the polls that's a conservative or a Christ follower who's going to vote their values. You may not know this, but we are concerned about Republicans in the U.S. House who are defecting the body and potentially planning to retire between now and January, where the new elected congressional folks in the House would be reelected and sworn in. The Republican advantage in the House is so razor thin. I don't know if this has ever happened, but we could have a change in who's going to run the House of Representatives before we even get to the election. There are members, and I say shame on you, there are members of the United States Congress who are going to bail out, or they're talking about bailing out of office, before Election Day and before their replacements can be sworn in. So I want you to know that Chuck Schumer controls the Senate, and the U.S. Senate certainly is not a bastion of conservative thought. You still have the cognitive challenge Joe Biden, the Democrat, over at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And just think, if the Democrats take control of the House, because we've got a handful of House Republicans that are going to retire any time between now and before not only the election, but before you swear in the new members. And the Democrats may gain a majority in the House before we even get to election, which gives them the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Now that, I hope, for those of you who know how to count, I hope that is a very alarming brief this afternoon. Now let me tell you this. And this is to motivate you, not to wring your hands or to worry or to tell everybody I'm negative. But look, if Joe Biden gets reelected, and if Republicans lose seat in the Senate to give Chuck Schumer a wider majority, and if the House picks up Democrat seats, folks, we are in serious trouble for the next 4 years if the left controls all of those seats. And you know, sometimes you just get sick and tired of being sick and tired. Let me say this about the left. Let me say this about the Democrat Party. You know what? They stick together. They stick together. Tell me, when was the last time you saw a circling firing squad in the Democrat Party? You know, them criticizing each other, threatening to throw each other out, all of the infighting. You don't see that. They are a cohesive unit. I think sometimes they're a cohesive unit for evil. But look, they don't break their ranks. On the other hand, what is it with Republicans? The infighting, getting in these circling firing squads, and not staying together. And that's why Republicans get whipped and whipped and whipped over and over, because they don't know how to stay together. They don't know how to bite their tongues in some of these differences. They don't know how to go behind closed doors and duke it out. But boy, when they come out, we are just unified. We are totally unified. So I'm just going to tell you, I have some concerns, not just with the presidential race. We have a lot at stake. And I believe the remnants of the Obama administration, those folks are actually running the White House. It's the Obama presidency, you know, part two. And if the placeholder, you know, Joe Biden, gets reelected and they have all of those majorities, well, I tell you what, the damage that can be incurred in the next 4 years, plus executive orders, and the fact that they brought in gazillions of people to make sure that they're going to vote Democrat, poor, on welfare, and probably figure a way to give them citizenship, we got trouble ahead. I'll be right back.
Retirement Outlook. your retirement account is mostly stocks or bonds, listen closely. The future of your savings may be more uncertain than ever before. Hi, I'm Paul Stone, CEO of Colonial Metals. The sad truth is, our government continues to eat away at our freedoms and security. In economic times like these, run around the flagpole by lunatics in Washington, I look to the most trusted store of wealth in human history, physical gold and silver that you own. At Colonial Metals, we specialize in helping folks with IRAs and 401ks and other retirement accounts move their savings into physical gold and silver. If you'd like a free gold investment kit, give us a call today at 820-800-8000. My team is standing by, ready to rush a free gold investment kit to you. You may also qualify for $7,500 in free silver and a free safe. Call 820-800-8000 now. That's 820-800-8000.
Colonial Metals is not a financial advisor. Consult with your advisor before investing.
That's 820-800-8000.
Jesus has risen, and this Easter, you're invited to celebrate him at Mission Hill Church. This Easter, enjoy a friendly and vibrant experience as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus at Mission Hill. You'll experience a warm welcome, joyful music, and a message of hope. Come a little early for coffee and snacks. Bring the whole family. Preschoolers and kids, you'll have fun with Easter-themed crafts, games, and giveaways. For times and locations, visit missionhill.org. That's missionhill.org. We can't wait to see you. Happy Easter.
This is Charles Osgood for Exogen. You know, when our five kids were growing up, someone was always getting sick, but when you tried to take anybody's temperature, all chaos would break out. When you're struggling with a fussy, squirmy kid, there's no value in those old-fashioned thermometers we used to use. Now my grandkids have it easy. The Exogen temporal scanner has changed all that. Just swipe it over the forehead and you get a fast, accurate reading. You don't even have to wake them up. And it's so easy, even Grandpa can do it. Now that's what I call real value.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here. The phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. We got to go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, welcome to the Bill Bunkley Show, my friend.
Deep the rut runs. Did I say that last time I called?
I don't think so. That's why I'm laughing this time, because it's new.
So the thing with the United States system is really old, right? People think of the U.S. as a young country, which it is, but it has an old system, right? Systems aren't designed to last for 500 years. They only last 200 or 300 years, and this one is in its collapse process, just like the Soviet system was. So the solution here is the same thing that worked in the former Soviet Union, which was, for instance, for Estonia to declare independence and maintain law and order at the state level, right? They were able to do that in a benign manner. And that's, we're going to be pushed closer and closer to that as the situation deteriorates. Kind of like Texas and New Hampshire both have had either independence legislation, or they've had tried to have it on the Republican ballot, or they've got it on the Republican platform. It's moving, things are moving that direction.
So what happens in the future if the left takes everything over? Because one of the things that they'll do, and I'm just thinking this in terms of your analysis, is that they'll do what Trump did, but they will quickly go in and flip as many appellate court federal judges as possible, wait for their opportunities in the Supreme Court, because down the road in this game is that you want to have your left-wing federal judges in place so that when some of these states get a little bit, quote-unquote, out of hand with their sort of independent thinking and independent spirit, you'll have a federal judge to slap them and put them back in line. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, that's one possibility. They'll do all kinds of things. You know, they'll try to do it without shooting anybody, and the independence people had better do the same thing, right? But they'll keep making things worse and worse until states get closer and closer to independence. It's really the obvious real elephant in the room solution. It's worked well in many other places, and it refuses to play their game, right? Instead of all of us playing whack-a-mole with all the different crazy things the federal government is doing, trying to stop the federal government here, trying to stop it there, they're doing 50,000 new things a day, 200,000 page list of things you're not allowed to do. You know, that's federal law, right? It's just the system's too old, and the way to beat it is to go outside the box and just pull the states out of the union so there's no more union.
What do we do about the holy grails of Social Security and Medicare? Now, I know when you take the conservative line, I know that when we go back to FDR and the safety nets were put in place, certainly not a conservative idea per se, but they become so part of the American fabric. And as we have created an economy where you no longer can, very few people can, you know, either adjust to a much lower lifestyle where you have one breadwinner in the home of a mom and dad with children. But these deadlines are coming up, and when I now look at the interest on the debt is already matching all of our budget for all of the armed force services and national security. I mean, we're going to get eaten up by debt, and my question is, will they throw the seniors under the bus, or are we just going to run up more debt? Because that also seems like in this grand utopian idea, they still got a lot of people that, you know, that I guess when the young people come along, I'm concerned that many of the young people, they're not real excited about the rest of us. And, you know, as we've been fighting abortion for so many years, I think euthanasia is going to be the real battle in the next 10 years. What about that? I mean, what they got there, what the left is facing here is nothing but expansion of Marxism, socialism, and then eventually communism in a forced central government economy.
Well, first of all, it's so refreshing to have a talk show host who asks questions of the callers instead of lecturing them.
Well, we're here to let everybody learn, and whether people agree with me or not, we're different. I'm not doing clickbait. I'm not trying to insult people. So people, I want to hear who Bill insults today. We just don't do that here. We just don't do that. Go ahead.
But yeah, I think what will happen is they will pay the Social Security bill, but it will be, you know, there'll be so much inflation. They say, well, we owed you $2,000, but they pay you $2,000 in Biden bucks, right? And they're not really worth $2,000.
That's right.
You know, by the time they pay you, it's only worth $100 or something. So that's probably how it will play out. And I don't think we get independence. I don't think any of the states get independence while Social Security is still functioning. Independence is something that will happen as a result of things collapsing, right? Like in the Soviet Union. And one of the things that the Texas people, the Texas nationalist movement was saying, one of their guys was saying, we're the alternative to some of these crazy independence things. Like, we're trying to go through the legislative process. We're trying to have a referendum and let the people decide, as opposed to having one of these off-the-cuff, you know, last-minute, last-ditch independence things like they did
right.
in Croatia.
Right.
You've got to plan it out, have the people vote on it. You don't want the legislature doing it. This is the orderly solution, right, that we're trying to bring forward. But what's going to happen is that orderly solution is going to get rejected over and over again and taken out of the democratic process. And you're going to have a solution more like what's going on in Texas right now with the border crisis, where the feds and the state government are in an almost physical standoff with one another. That's the kind of independence you want. You want to avoid doing it that way. You want to go follow us, right? Follow the orderly democratic process of independence, the exit people.
Yeah. Last thing I'll say is, you know, it's a worn out phrase, but come November, it's up to the teams, which team is going to get their people out. And again, like I said, this whole idea about Republicans tend to just, you know, do more arguing amongst themselves. But, you know, if the Christian folks don't come out and vote their values in large numbers, if conservatives don't get out and vote their their values in large numbers and put the personalities of the two main contenders out of the side. It's a whole thing. If we go down, and I'm a Christ follower conservative, if we go down because people stay home, then you know what? There's not a whole lot I can do here on the radio waves. There's not a lot you can do in these discussions, because if people don't engage, they get what they deserve.
I don't know. I think there's always hope. I think there's always something you can do. It doesn't matter who's in power.
Oh, we're going to fight. We're going to fight. I don't mean that taking to the streets. I'm saying we'll be the conscience of the nation for common sense, even though right now it's hard to find. Hey, we got to go. I'm going to get cut off here in a moment, but thanks for your call. Thanks for your intelligent discussion. Look forward to the next time.
Thanks, Bill.
Bless you, my friend. More of the Bill Bunkley Show coming up in a moment. Don't go away. We'll be right back live.
W282 CI Tampa, W262 CP Bayonet Point.
Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Or listen on TuneIn and Odyssey.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Authorities piecing together what led to the bridge collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said a large cargo ship lost power and issued a Mayday call moments before it struck the bridge early Tuesday, though it was still moving toward the span at a rapid speed. The Francis Scott Key Bridge broke apart and tumbled into the Patapsco River. Two people have been rescued. Officials say they haven't been able to account for six others. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has chosen Nicole Shanahan to be his vice presidential pick. Kennedy mounting an independent White House bid. Shanahan is a California lawyer and philanthropist who's never held elected office. Stocks finished lower. The Dow was down 31 points. The NASDAQ lost 68. The S&P 500 dropping 14 points. This is SRN News.
And paid for.
Hi, Bill Bunkley here for Care Team Home Care. I want you to meet two excellent Care Team Home Care professionals, Bill and Carissa.
My name is Bill Darnell. I'm the Director of Nursing for Care Team Home Care.
I am Carissa Darnell, and I am an infusion home health nurse for Care Team.
I feel that I make a great difference in patients and families' lives.
I feel supported as an RN by the company, and I feel that I can deliver excellent patient care because I am not stressed out.
We have a large portion of our clientele are veterans.
The scheduling is flexible, and the compensation is excellent.
Being able to be more at home, which is what we are, we're in the home, you're going to get to know them.
Want to make a change for 2024? Care Team Home Care is now hiring healthcare aides, LPNs, and RNs. You can apply in person at 3311 West Kennedy Boulevard. And for more information on career opportunities, visit careteamhomecare.com.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
Sometimes the most compelling stories come from the most unexpected places. Picture this. You're just a 14-year-old boy, abruptly awakened by a solemn priest at your boarding school. Your father's been shot, and you're rushed to his side in Los Angeles. But as you stand by his bedside, witnessing his final moments, you can't shake the memories of another tragedy years before when your uncle, the president, met a similar fate. As you journey back, the train moves sluggishly, every inch weighed down by a nation mourning your father's loss. Life throws curveballs, and for Robert Kennedy Jr., it was a journey marked by highs and lows. His story is one of resilience, tragedy, and redemption. The real RFK Jr. the most important documentary of the year. Witness his incredible journey and his legacy. For a limited time, watch it free at therfkmovie.com. The Real RFK Jr., a story that needs to be told. Visit therfkmovie.com now.
We're back, Bill Bunkley here, 877-943-9673. I've got a question for you. Does fairness still count for something in the U.S. of A? Do we still have a sense of fairness among the American people? There was a time in America, especially for those souls who lived not only through World War I, then the Great Depression, and then World War II. And by the way, call me if you disagree, but one reason why we became a superpower was because of a very, very costly war. It was when the United States got dragged into World War II on two continents at the same time, similar to what Israel is facing right now. And the men of the country, basically, after watching the images of Pearl Harbor, I mean, within hours, they're lining up and saying, I'm going to enlist. I'm going to do my duty. I'm going to defend my country and our way of life. But you see, we had to retool all of our manufacturing plants. And instead of making widgets and cars and whatnot, I think one of the images is the lady who was a riveter. Her poster was everywhere. Had her hair, you know, under her hair scarf. Rosie the Riveter. And the women went and worked in the factories. The men were gone. The women worked in factories. And there's where my mom and dad come into this picture. My mom out of Missoula, Montana, working for the United States Forest Service, went then to work for United States Army Air Corps, retired a corporal. My dad was in the Army Air Corps out in the Pacific Theater, air operations. Of course, they came back and met, and 6 weeks later in San Francisco got married and came to Tampa. But we're a superpower because of what we had to do to survive out of World War II, and that legacy has carried us over several decades. I grew up in a neighborhood where I couldn't get away with anything, hardly. We were in one of the new Jim Walter communities, not far from the Hillsborough River and Martin Luther King. At the time, it was Buffalo Avenue. And I got to tell you, our whole neighborhood was basically men and women who had served in World War II and came back home, and they were buying the new homes from Jim Walter. But boy, oh boy, I couldn't do a whole lot because there was a set of eyes on me everywhere. And the shame is that
that basically doesn't exist in our urban areas of America anymore. And in fact, if anybody's really looking at your son or daughter or taking a double take, you are immediately thinking, well, I got to make sure. I don't know what that guy is about. I don't know what that gal's about. And we lost so much, but it was a time where we were courteous. It was a time where, oh, go ahead. Oh, no problem. Oh, let me get out and help you. Today, I mean, just today. I mean, I got some guy in one of those wreckers, you know, it's a black wrecker with no marks on it. You know, got that little T-bar on the back. So, did giveaway. This guy's out, you know, picking up repo cars. And there was only maybe 20, 25 feet between myself and the car in front of me. He was merging in, wasn't on the interstate. And I mean to tell you, it was one of those deals. I'm coming in, and if you don't stop or slow down, then I'm just going to hit you with the side of my left side of my car. And so I get back to my premise about fairness. That greatest generation of baby boomers that came after their parents, that greatest generation, now the kids, they're entering in large numbers into retirement. And we haven't passed down the values of the United States of America or the Christian principles that were chock full of our founding documents. And you know it, and I know it, the way life was in the 50s, 60s, early 70s before the whole drug deal in Vietnam was, you know, family values of what I've just been talking about were Christian values. Now, as a Christ follower, I'm the enemy. I'm a Christian nationalist. We've got to shut down churches at all costs. And yet, America doesn't seem to realize what's going on. How America's being duped. But let's get back to fairness. You know, when you've got a mom or a dad or in-laws, and my mother-in-law just went home to be with the Lord a few days ago and had the service. But I remember going in, she had Alzheimer's and dementia, but I remember the visits into an assisted living facility. My, the stories of the lives of all the folks that are there. But unfortunately, a large number of those people don't have family that ever show up, don't care about them. But you know, for most of them, they've paid their dues. Like myself, I had, for many years of my life, I had a real estate company, mortgage companies, and I paid the highest rate when it came to FICA, when it came to Social Security, Medicare, whatever it was. I have richly and handsomely paid into the system. And to augment all of what I'm doing, and I don't believe in retirement, so when I'm put out the pasture, so to say, is because I can't function, but I'm not going to retire. I'm a Christ follower who believes that, you know, I've got a couple of missions in Tallahassee and here, but I'm always going to be moving forward, and I just don't believe in retirement. I believe in taking a little more extra time to relax and do things. I get that, but I'm not going to sit around and just, you know, whittle away the time. But I look at all the people right now in the fairness, and we're talking about Social Security and Medicare. And I know that conservatives say, well, you know what? That liberal never should have put it in place. The problem is we're past that. So the fairness comes in with this story. I've talked about it before. In New York City, those that have flocked to New York City who are in this country illegally, they're called illegal aliens. There is a pilot program where some of them are going to be given from the city coffers prepaid debit cards. And the pilot program is a $53 million pilot program. And these cards, they started handing them out Monday of this week. And I think about people who fall through the cracks, who try to qualify, whether it's for medical care or anything else. And then you can just come here illegally because of a serious plan to undermine the sovereignty of the United States of America. I really believe from our president, Joe Biden, and others. And when we know we got folks that have contributed to where America is today, and they have some, you know, give a hand up sort of a need, and then we bypass them with closing down major hotels in New York and other places so that people who are here illegally can stay in these hotel rooms free. And now we're going to give them debit cards, and they're going to sell New York on the idea, well, it's cheaper than giving them box lunches, and we're going to save X amount of dollars. But you know what? The fairness issue. I'm afraid that Americans, multi-generation of Americans who've made America what it is today, even though I think we're deteriorating very fast, I believe that illegal aliens are jumping to the front of the line. Same thing that we see all the time. And I'm not talking about somebody going in to see a movie and you can see that their girlfriend shows up or they were there and a family shows up. But you have just seen the folks who just come up stern-faced and they'll just get in front of somebody in line. Somebody will say something and they are just hoping that maybe you'll do something and then they'll react. And that this whole idea that people who really aren't entitled get this air of entitlement. And to me, it just breaks the spirit of America of fairness. We want to be hospitable. If we really wanted to help these folks, we would help them in the countries they've been coming from. And that our churches would be more so involved than they are today with social services and building and construction in some of these countries. When I come back, I want to give you the latest numbers of the numbers of illegal aliens President Biden has allowed to invade our country. It is a point of very intense prayer for Christ followers, concerns for others. I'll be right back.
Faith Answers with Pastor Gary Roy.
God's message today is so important. Know that you're saved by grace through faith. And there's only one way to come to Christ, and that's God's way. The Bible says if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. And those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Faith Answers with Pastor Gary Roy. Saturdays at noon on Faith Talk Tampa.
Hello, this is Alistair Begg inviting you to join me and my friends from Salem Media Group on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this coming September. We'll enjoy the beautiful fall scenery along the coastline as we make our way from Boston up through the Gulf of St. Lawrence and over to Quebec City. Our voyage will include stops in Rockland, Maine, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island. We'll be visiting charming villages, touring historic lighthouses, dining on fresh seafood, and along the way we'll have the opportunity to enjoy a wonderful time of Christian fellowship as we learn from God's Word together. That's the Deeper Faith Canada and New England Cruise, September 2024. Learn more and book your ticket online at deeperfaithcruise.com or by calling 855-565-5519. I hope you'll come along.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-656-8429. 800-656-8429. 800-656-8429. That's 800-656-8429.
Come with us and join hands and hearts in prayer at the 31st Annual Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch with Faith Talk Tampa, Thursday, May 2nd at Armature Works. It's a growing tradition as believers come together to lift up our nation and its leaders. This year, we're proud to present the theme, Lift Up the Word, Light Up the World, inspired by the book of 2 Samuel. Together, we'll embrace the power of prayer and the guiding light of faith. And we are excited to welcome Grammy-winning songwriter, best-selling author, and dedicated Bible teacher, Laura Story, as our keynote speaker. It's the 31st Annual Tampa National Day of Prayer Brunch at Armature Works in Tampa from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on May 2nd. Let's come together as a community and make a difference through the power of prayer. Tickets are available now at letstalkfaith.com or call to reserve your spot at 813-349-8238. 813-349-8238.
Every 3 minutes, another person falls further into credit card debt. Many credit card companies have nearly doubled their minimum monthly payment. People can barely afford to keep up. Here's the great news. With our powerful program, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. We are a nationwide nonprofit and have helped over 600,000 people with their credit cards. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-495-1307. That's 800-495-1307.
You got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, save it, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you got pain, he's a pain taker.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here. Final segment of the brief for hour number two. I want to thank you so much for those of you listening on The Answer, Sarasota, Braden, and Venice. Unfortunately, as is the case every day, I'll be saying goodbye at top of the hour. And for you guys, I'll be right back here tomorrow at 4. Everyone else, including those of you on our News Talk stations, I'll be beginning hour number 3 of the briefing today. We'll take you all the way up to 6 o'clock. And I'm going to be talking about, this is Holy Week, and I'm going to be talking about what happened on Holy Tuesday. What happened on Holy Tuesday? That is today.
And going back more than 2,000 years, the date was March 31, AD 33. And one of the most important prophetic moments from the mouth of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's called the Olivet Discourse. We're going to talk about that and others. We'll talk about the things that are pretty much known to be a part of that day, and we're going to be in the Gospel of Matthew, so don't want to miss that. But here's a little bit of a dose of reality. And again, I hope you think about this as you are praying about and considering not only who you're going to be voting for the presidency of the United States, but who are you going to be voting for the members of Congress? I mean, we're in pretty good shape with our two United States senators, but all those congressional seats. And then it trickles down to the Florida legislature, county commissions, city commissions. But listen carefully. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection and their data, for fiscal years 2021, 2022, and 2023, and through the end of February 2024, let me be clear, the numbers I'm giving you are exclusively on the watch of President Joe Biden. In the final year of the Trump presidency, I think there was about 400,000 for the entire year in 2020, 400 or 450,000 illegals that Border Patrol was dealing with because Trump was building the border wall, Trump closed down the border, et cetera, et cetera. Are you ready for this? Thank you, Joe Biden. 9.4 million foreign nationals, illegal aliens, entered the United States in 21, 22, 23, and through the end of February last month. More importantly, these are the ones that you and I can lose sleep over. More than 2 million gotaways. Gotaways. They got in. That brings the total to an estimated whopping 11.4 million. Are you with me? How can we get our arms around how big this figure is? That's more than the population of 43 states. 43 states. 11.4 million. Only seven states are larger than the amount of illegals that Joe Biden has led in the country. Do you think if they take control, total control, do you think once it may take a few years, but all, you know, their goal is to get all these people legalized, all these people voting? Think about the plan. Think about what they've done to us. They are also total more than the population of all individual U.S. cities, including the largest city of New York City, and are greater than the populations of roughly 150 countries. Last month, are you ready for this? February, 1 month, 256,094 illegal alien border crosses. And the first quarter of 24, are you ready? 120,000 gotaways. Remember those images of the Texas National Guard and those illegals that stormed the fence, injured some of those troops? Because they feel entitled to get in here. The number of illegal border crossings in fiscal 2024 through February totaled more than 1.6 million, the largest in U.S. history. Wake up, America. Elections count. And this election could determine the fate of the United States.
You need to repent of your sin, turn from whatever you know is wrong, and trust Christ, not Christ and religion, not Christ and church, not Christ and good deeds, but Christ and his atoning death alone. Nothing else. And the Bible says that Christ will establish a relationship with you that will involve forgiving your sins and taking you to heaven.
Verse by Verse with Pastor Steve Kreloff. Weekday mornings at 6 here on Faith Talk Tampa.
Florida residents, are you looking for a unique way to give back to seniors in your community? If so, the Florida Department of Elder Affairs needs you. The Department of Elder Affairs is recruiting volunteers to help foster an environment for seniors to thrive, grow, and engage within their communities. If you are interested in becoming a volunteer, please call 850-414-2143. Thank you for your dedication to serving seniors in your community. This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
WTBN Pinellas Park, WLCC Brandon.
Faith Talk Tampa, online at letstalkfaith.com. Download the Faith Talk Tampa app.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Supreme Court heard arguments today over the use of the abortion drug mifepristone. Pro-life groups want use of the drug restricted. Alliance Defending Freedom Senior Counsel Aaron Hawley.
FDA approved abortion by mail based on data it admitted was, quote, not adequate. That violates the APA. The lower court's decision merely restored long-standing and crucial protections under which millions of women used abortion drugs.
A decision is expected this summer. A container ship slammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge early this morning, sending the structure tumbling into the Patapsco River near Baltimore. Rescuers pulled two people out of the water, but six others were missing and presumed dead. Correspondent Nathan Elgren reports on a Mayday warning from the ship.
Maryland Governor Westmore confirmed that power went out on the ship, which was traveling at 8 knots, or roughly 9 miles an hour, when it crashed into a pillar of the bridge. Governor Moore also said the ship's Mayday call enabled officials to limit traffic on the bridge before it collapsed.
The stunning collapse of the bridge is diverting shipping and trucking around one of the busiest ports on America's East Coast. A New York judge has issued a gag order barring Donald Trump from making public statements about witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and jurors in his upcoming hush money criminal trial. Judge Juan Merchan on Tuesday cited Trump's previous comments about him and others involved in the case, as well as a looming April 15th trial date and granting the prosecution's request for a gag order. Prosecutors had asked for the gag order, citing what they called Trump's long history of making public and inflammatory remarks. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 31 points, the NASDAQ dropped 68, the S&P 500 lower by 14. This is SRN News. A New Hampshire man is indicted for killing an unborn child.
38-year-old William Kelly is accused of murdering his pregnant girlfriend and her baby under the state's new fetal homicide law. The measure essentially counts any unborn child past 20 weeks of pregnancy as an individual. And this case represents the first time it has been used by a grand jury in an indictment. Under the new statute, Kelly could face life in prison on each of two second-degree murder charges. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Idaho lawmakers passed a bill that bans the use of any public funds for sex change operations or other so-called transgender care. The measure would affect state employees using health insurance through their work and adults covered by Medicaid. The American Civil Liberties Union and transgender activist groups are threatening a lawsuit. A growing number of states have passed or are considering similar legislation as voters speak out against the use of tax dollars to fund the transgender lifestyle. This is SRN News. Milk from dairy cows in Texas and Kansas have tested positive for bird flu.
The virus has also been detected in New Mexico. Officials with the Texas Animal Health Commission confirm the flu virus is the type A H5N1 strain. Known for decades to cause outbreaks in birds and occasionally infect people, the virus is affecting older dairy cows in three states, causing decreased lactation and low appetite. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the milk supply remains safe. Experts say livestock appear to recover on their own within 7 to 10 days. John Scott reports.
The U.S. has imposed sanctions on a group of firms and one individual across six countries involved in commodity shipments and business transactions that benefits Iran's military and the Houthi militant group in Yemen and Hezbollah militia in Lebanon. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk Tampa. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open. In Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around you, or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Good afternoon and welcome to hour number three of the briefing this afternoon on the Bill Bunkley Show. Of course, I'm your host, Bill Bunkley, broadcasting from our Tampa studios today all over Central Florida. So we have we've got you covered from Gainesville to the north all the way down to Fort Myers to the south. And from the Atlantic Ocean to the Gulf of Mexico, all of you are invited to stay for the briefing today as we are going to continue our celebration of Holy Week. Just a couple of days ago, we celebrated the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into the old city of Jerusalem. And that happened way back on March 29th. In AD 33, we talked about Palm Sunday, we talked about Holy Monday yesterday, and today is Holy Tuesday. Holy Tuesday was March 31st, AD 33. And today we're going to be talking about some not only familiar, but important passages from Matthew attributed to this day in history. You know, for decades, I have taught the Bible in various Bible fellowship classes, et cetera, et cetera. I'm on a hiatus at the moment. But I can tell you that whenever I was teaching various aspects about the Bible, I would always have a map of the Holy Land during the different periods being discussed on an easel. Because I always thought that it was important to do a couple of things. Number one, teach geography. Show people where certain things are believed to have happened. And when I say believed, we know that they happened there. The other aspect is to know the timeline. The timeline. And that's why this week, as we are taking each day, and what those who are the dedicated experts and theologians attribute to various aspects of Scripture, we know the geography. The geography of this week, other than on Saturday when Jesus spent the night with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus in Bethany. And we know that he slipped back there for refuge during this week as well. But the geography is already set. It's in Jerusalem. It's inside the walls of the ancient Jerusalem, and it's also outside the walls, just outside of the Eastern Gate, which is sealed today, down to the valley right there, known as the Kidron Valley, and then ascending up the Mount of Olives, not only to the Garden of the Olive Trees in Gethsemane, but you would go up to the top of the Mount of Olives and on to Bethany. So, in a few moments, we're going to talk about Good and Holy Tuesday. Our phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Got a couple things I want to talk about before then. The first is there was a very important case before the United States Supreme Court this morning in our nation's capital. It had to do with the, you may know it as the abortion pill, but it's actually two abortion pills. For you see, the majority of abortions today are not surgical abortions. They are chemical type abortions through pills. And they are not safe. And in fact, they're dangerous. And what makes them more dangerous now is we've got women who are ordering in various places around the country. They are ordering these abortion pills. Some of them they're ordering from Europe and countries outside of the United States of America where they have no idea the manufacturing standards, the attention to the detail of the drugs that are inside the two pills. And in America, the big push, and I can't ever get college co-eds, college girls in the dormitories out of my mind. Because I get it, you get pregnant. Sometimes you never, ever even tell the boy that maybe that you got carried away with two Saturdays ago and next thing you know, you're pregnant. And sometimes, especially if it's a one-night stand, you know, there's men that are out there, guys, young people, they have no idea they're a dad. They won't know they get to heaven. Sad as it is, but that's the way it is in our open sexual society. But then they don't want anybody to know, so the temptation for them to hit the internet, to see where they can order these pills discreetly and quietly online, to look for a mail order house that can also mail these drugs to them, or in some places just go and tell a pharmacist, I want to have the abortion pills, and the pharmacist just fills a prescription. That's what the Supreme Court case is all about today. Has the FDA so loosened the operating guidelines because the FDA, they're not worried about a woman's safety. Hey, you know what? Any way they can kill babies or get rid of babies, the FDA is in. They're okay. Hey, order online, order mail, order, go get it from a pharmacy. Quietly go home, take the two pills, give birth to this unborn baby because that's what happens. Whatever is there, and hope you don't have any complications. Now, in Florida, I want to tell you that we helped putting the law together and passed it. In Florida, we blocked Planned Parenthood and other abortion facilities or anybody else from Florida operating in this manner. In Florida, even if you want to get the two pills for an abortion, you have to go see a doctor. A doctor is going to have to meet with you in person. And they're going to have to approve and sign the script. Oh, and oh, by the way, the pills have to be filled and delivered from the doctor at the doctor's offices. Because at the very least, we want doctors to be involved. And that's the case before the Supreme Court. Those on our side of the fence, also pro-life advocates, are asking the court to stop this mail order, senseless, dangerous procedure, and that the FDA did not do enough research, and they're not looking at the statistics, and they're asking the Supreme Court to roll this back and to make the FDA make all states in all situations where doctors have to be involved, and they have to be the one that's in the process, not only for counseling and everything else. Now, the reason why I say no to online orders and mail order houses and pharmacies is that statistics tell us that one in only 25 women taking abortion pills will end up having to go to a hospital to the emergency room. One out of 25 women are going to end up in an emergency room. Ladies, you got to know that there are issues with hemorrhaging. There are issues with fetal remains that do not get expulsed out of your system, out of your tummy. Stillborn complications apply to this as well, and they're prevalent. Not to mention that whether it's in your home or maybe your dorm room, when the final stage of that abortion procedure by way of the pill is completed, it is usually the woman in her bathroom is where that experience has its finality. And yes, already we're seeing a lot of trauma, especially from young girls and others, who, whether they did or did not really think this through, not only have remorse about killing their baby, and we're not talking about a women's health or anything like that, we're just talking about as a result of, you know, choices in conduct, a little boy or a little girl yet to be born gotten away and was gotten rid of. So those oral arguments are today. We'll see, you know, 6-3. You know, we have 6 conservatives, 3 liberals, but then we've got Justice Roberts who can swing both ways. So who knows? But nonetheless, we have that abortion issue today, and I want to remind you, we're probably down to Thursday. Every Thursday is when the Florida Supreme Court, not the U.S. Supreme Court, but the Florida Supreme Court announces their decision. Now, they had a hearing. I was in the court for this hearing of whether or not the constitutional amendment put forth by citizen signatures here in Florida, it's the abortion amendment, whether or not this amendment language will be approved to be on the ballot in 2024 in November. It is my hope, and usually around 10:30 or 11, they do it. They usually release their findings on a Thursday. So it has to be out before April the 1st. So the only Thursday left is this Thursday. So we're going to be looking for this and the recreational marijuana amendment. I'm against both of these. But remember, if the abortion language is approved, by the Supreme Court, if it's on the ballot, it would allow abortions here in Florida up to the moment of birth. And that defies the decades-long legislation that I've been a part of for 28 years to minimize abortions. I ask you to be in prayer. I'll be right back.
This is Greg Elliott of the Prosperity Group. Attention 401k or IRA owners, could you be doing an in-service rollover right now? Well, let me show you how we can add over 24% into your retirement account day one. Simply give me a call at 1-800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com. So let me repeat, you can learn how we can add 24% into your retirement account day one to create a pension-like income. Give me a call, Greg Elliott, the Prosperity Group.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
This is Alistair Begg, inviting you to join me on the Deeper Faith cruise to Canada and New England this coming September. Together, we'll be studying from God's Word, enjoying Christian fellowship, and all the while taking in the beautiful fall scenery. It looks like it'll be a terrific adventure, and I hope that you'll come along. You can learn more and book your ticket online at deeperfaithcruise.com or call 855-565-5519.
About you, but I really can never get enough of God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And most of you can remember back to the days where you were introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ, and boy, I tell you what, that fire of the Holy Spirit got a hold of you, and man, oh man, oh man, couldn't put down that Bible. Couldn't wait to go to church. Couldn't wait for the Bible fellowship. Couldn't wait to go to a social, getting around these Christians. Well, we just want to encourage you that that's what life is all about. I got three things I want to remind you. I hope that you will be going right now to our website at letstalkfaith.com. Three things I want to point out. Number one, four things. We've got one big event and three ways to win different things. Number one, time is running out. Get your registration today for the 2024 National Day of Prayer Brunch. That's going to be at the Armature Works in Tampa. 31st gathering here in Tampa, 31st annual. Laura Story is going to be our guest speaker and worship leader. We're going to open the doors at 11 o'clock, going to eat a great lunch at noontime. I'll have you out by 1 o'clock. But in the meantime, we're going to praise, we're going to worship, we're going to get to know a lot of new people. And we're going to have a lot of prayer about many aspects of life in America. And I want you to be there. And I hope you'll come up and introduce yourself. We got a few tables left, but boy, they're going. If you want to bring your Bible fellowship group, if you want to bring members from your church, maybe you have a Christian dedicated business that you'd like to bring some of your top employees to come for a time of a great meal and be a part of a great prayer time, or maybe you want to come individually. Go right now to letstalkfaith.com and score your tickets for that. Order them online. I don't want you to be left out. We also have three contests to win. Number one, you could win $2,500 for yourself plus $2,500 for your approved 501c3 ministry or charity. It's called the Kindness Challenge Sweepstakes. Go to our website, letstalkfaith.com. Enter in for day number one, because I know you could use an extra $2,500 if you are the grand prize winner. So go there and find out how to be a part of this. Each day you'll get whatever that kindness challenge is. Go out and do that. Be the body of Christ. That's what it's encouraged, what it's designed to encourage you to do. So get involved with that every day for $2,500. We also have a trip for two for King and Country to go to Nashville, Tennessee for the weekend with the release, pre-release of Unsung Hero. All sorts of activities there. It truly is a VIP exclusive trip, round trip airfare, hotel, spending money, plus the events you're going to be attending with Joel and Luke from King and Country. Register for that right now. And you've got an opportunity to win a trip to Lexington, Kentucky. Annie Wilson, her brand new album, Rebel. You can win a round trip to Lexington, airfare, hotels as well, and the new album release concert. All of those are giveaways at letstalkfaith.com, letstalkfaith.com. Before we talk about Holy Tuesday, I want to give a shout out this afternoon to Publix Supermarkets. Now, I was born and raised here, and especially those of you in Lakeland who have been natives like I have. Well, I tell you what, we really miss George Jenkins. Now, his family is still involved. It's a great operation. But in my early days, Mr. Jenkins, and he was always a very big supporter of the Boy Scouts of America here in Central Florida. Eastern Central Florida, and involved with philanthropy in that area, and so appreciate how he's all the philosophy where shopping is a pleasure. And you've got to admit, when you go into a Publix store, man, they are spick and span. Everything is clean. People are trained to help you. Well, what I'm about to say, those of you who ever shop Publix, you know this happens every day. So as I'm coming back from the dermatologist who put a gash in my right side of my face because I got another couple of spots for skin cancer I got to get rid of. So I stop into a Publix near my home. And in our home, we have one of those big 5-gallon water dispensers, but I got to be honest, I go to Publix. You've seen those big machines where you can fill it up with commercial-grade water filters. And so I had three 5-gallon bottles to fill up. And you know when you fill them up, it takes a while to fill up. And one of the runs, I went to the restroom. But I started watching this one guy. This one guy, first of all, he's pretty tall, probably about 6'4", 6'5", pretty lean, looked to be about 30 years of age, bagging groceries. You could tell that he was a special kid. And, you know, Publix, they've done forever, special accommodations for seniors and for special kids. And he was a young, he's not a kid, a young person. I watched a smile on his face to everybody, saying hello to everybody. And I got to tell you, those folks, many want to discard folks like that. Many want to abort people who may have these special characteristics. But there was a moment where, remember Forrest Gump? Remember how Forrest Gump used to run? He apparently got the assignment to go out to the parking lot and get shopping carts, right? I'm standing at the water machine. I've already kind of been watching him. He gets the word from the manager. He runs by me with that Forrest Gump run right out in the parking lot. I was watching to make sure he didn't get hit. And you should have seen the smile on his face and then bringing the carts back in. My friend, you made my day. I got to go. Be right back. His final breath upon the
cross is now. W282 CI Tampa, W262 CP Bayonet Point.
Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Or listen on TuneIn and Odyssey.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Authorities piecing together what led to the bridge collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said a large cargo ship lost power and issued a Mayday call moments before it struck the bridge early Tuesday. Though it was still moving toward the span at a rapid speed. The Francis Scott Key Bridge broke apart and tumbled into the Patapsco River. Two people have been rescued. Officials say they haven't been able to account for six others. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has chosen Nicole Shanahan to be his vice presidential pick. Kennedy mounting an independent White House bid. Shanahan is a California lawyer and philanthropist who's never held elected office. Stocks finished lower. The Dow was down 31 points. The NASDAQ lost 68. The S&P 500 dropping 14 points. This is SRN News.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whittle agents' intellects into pointy, sharp utensils, and this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save on insurance if you own a car and a house? Should you A, sit down with a farmer's agent to combine your policies into a delightful savings sandwich, or B, keep separate policies? The answer? A, talk to us and pass the mail.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
They say you're nothing special, but I should look around. But I say you're the greatest friend that I've ever found.
They say a dog is man's best friend, but who takes you to the hardware store? Your car. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer or you'd rather leave it to the pros, there's a Parts Plus Auto Store or Car Care Center near you.
You never let me down, I'll take good care of you.
Hey, for all the reasons you love your car, there's Parts Plus Auto Stores and Parts Plus Car Care Centers.
Hi, Tom Baudet wearing a poncho to prove a point. Ponchos may not be in style, but mark my words, they will be. How do I know? Well, we've been saying Motel 6 has clean, comfortable rooms for the lowest price of any national chain for years. And now suddenly, frugal is all the rage. What next? One word. Ponchos. Book your room online at Motel6.com. I'm Tom Baudet in a sassy poncho for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Joe, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at SafeLight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how SafeLight emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
I know that you are good. I know that you are kind. I know that you are so much more than what I leave behind. I know that I am loved. I know that I am safe. Even in the fire, to live is Christ, to die is gain. I know that you are good.
I'm Bill Bunkley here, and I have to confess I've been sitting for the last 20, 30 seconds with my eyes closed and taking in a little bit of worship and praise. Now, don't practice this if you're driving your car, but you can still do the same. And I tell you what, those interludes are very timely and important. But hey, before we get into Holy Tuesday, let me just wrap things up because we have computers that run the show around here. And so I know I was going to get cut off, but let me just say that for me, some of the special moments in life, and we have a very large special persons ministry where I worship at Ottawa Baptist Church. Got wonderful people involved with that program. And so I know for our church, we are very, very easy and comfortable with these very special people. And they can really, really put a smile on your face because of their innocence. And that was the moment I had at Publix. Earlier this afternoon. And I believe that God puts those people in our life because everything you did today, everything God is well aware of, knew every moment of what was going to be happening. And those are one of those God moments that if you're paying attention, they can be a real blessing. And so I'm coming from a doctor's appointment, and boy, I tell you, it seems like it's one thing after the other. Those of you that know me, man, I'm in and out of doctors, blah, 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 starting with the leukemia and then all of what's transpired since then. And, you know, my resolve is God's not taking me out of the game, so I'm not going to take myself out of the game. But there are just days where I'm like, okay, I got to go run do this. Now I got a big bandage on my face, and I have another one. I got the stitches out of my arm of another thing, and so we go through this every 6 months with the dermatologist to be on top of all that. And then I saw this tall guy, 6'5", maybe it was 6'6". And you can tell, you know what, whoever's caregivers are, you could just tell that he was – not there's anything wrong with not being well-groomed or not being, you know, well-dressed, but I'm just saying it was one of those things that you could just tell he was very specially cared for, took his responsibilities there at Publix very serious, and just an absolute people pleaser, where I walk away and say, now, you know what? Am I that excited to see people? Am I that excited to serve, to have a servant's heart of Jesus? And man, if I was a little bit older and maybe I'll one day work at Publix as a senior, I mean, would I be willing when the boss says, hey, hey, Bunkley, would you go out and pick up the carts out in, you know, in the parking lot? I mean, would I just run out there and bolt out there and be excited about picking up shopping carts? So you see those divine appointments, those divine moments, God will use those to teach us. And I thank you, Lord, for my moment today. Because, boy, I tell you what, from the cancer and everything else, you know, Lord, you've ministered a lot to me to put me in the proper perspective. And today was special. So we are in Holy Week. Today is Holy Tuesday. If you were with us yesterday, we walked through Palm Sunday. We walked through Holy Monday. And so now we find ourselves on Tuesday, the Tuesday between Palm Sunday and Good Friday, followed by Resurrection Sunday and Easter. Going back way back to the day, this would have been March 31st, A.D. 33. March 31st, A.D. 33. When we look at the different gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, they point to the fact that on this day, Tuesday, March 31st, A.D. 33, Jesus was back in Jerusalem, back at the temple, and he continued to teach in parables, very open. If you've been to the Holy Land, been with me, you know right now the Temple Mount, you have the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and the temple's not there, but as you, so much has been done with 3D, multidimensional. And so you have the Gentile courts, outer courts, inner courts, courts, Holy of the Holies, the area out there where Jesus got upset and overturned the money changers who are ripping off the poor to get their sacrifices. Quarter of a million lambs would be sacrificed. Over 2 million people have come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover as a requirement of all the males in the families. And so, rather than healing people and saying, okay, shh, you're healed, but don't go tell anybody. And of course they did. Now, Jesus, quite frankly, he is sticking the truth of his ministry in the face of the temple officials. He is teaching, but he's still teaching in parables. But it's public. It's right there. Pharisees, Sadducees can go, listen, go and come. But there he is, knowing that he's going to give his very life for you and I in just a few days on Friday. He is teaching away. And one of the verses is that we attribute to this time. You know, I love it when I have a verse ready to go. There it is. If you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew 21. And the first verses we'll talk about when we're considering what happened on Holy Tuesday is Matthew 21, 33 and 34. We believe this happened on Tuesday, and the Bible says, and when he, Jesus, entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, quote, "By what authority are you, Jesus, doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" I can just picture Jesus looking up. So he gave an answer. "I'll also ask you that question. And if you tell me the answer, then I also will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where did it come? From heaven or from man?" So the Pharisees huddle up. They're discussing it amongst themselves. They come back and they say, "Rabbi, if we say from heaven, then you will say to us, Jesus, why then did you not believe him, John the Baptist? But if we say to you, Jesus, from man, we are afraid of the crowd. For they all hold that John was a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We don't know." "We don't know." So what did our Lord say to them? "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." And that was the deal. He goes on to say, "Jesus, what do you think? A man has two sons. And he went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' And he answered, 'I will not.' But afterwards, the son changed his mind and went. And then he went to the other son, the next son, and said the same. And he answered, 'I go, sir.' But he didn't go." So Jesus asked the question there at the temple, "Which of these two sons did the will of his father?" Everybody answered, "Well, the first one." And Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of the righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even now, when you saw it, you did not afterward change your minds and believe him." Jesus says, here another parable. "There was a master of a house who planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a wine press in it and built a tower and leased it to the tenants and went to another country. When the season for the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to get his fruit, and the tenants took his servants and beat one and killed another and then stoned yet another. And again, he sent other servants more than the first time, and they did the same to them. And finally, he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw his own son, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance.' And when they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him, When therefore the owner of the vineyard comes home, what will he do to the tenants?" And they said to Jesus, "Well, he will put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to the other tenants, who will give him the fruits of their season." Then Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected,'" talking about himself, "'had become the cornerstone. And this was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits. And the one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces. And when it falls on anyone, it will crush him." More of Holy Tuesday in a moment.
dentist, Dr. Michael Lang, board-certified optometric physician and certified nutritional specialist, and the founder of the Lang Eye Institute and Fortify Vitamins. I've hosted the very popular Ask the Doctor program since 1993. I educate you on the latest advancements and natural approaches to eye disease and total body wellness. I'm Dr. Michael Lang, helping keep America fit and healthy.
The Lang Eye Institute in the Villages and the Fortified Nutrition Center on McMullen Booth Road in Clearwater. Online at fortified.com. And listen to Ask the Doctor Saturday mornings at 10 on Faith Talk Tampa.
Hi, Bill Bunkley here for Care Team Home Care. I want you to meet two excellent Care Team Home Care professionals, Bill and Carissa.
My name is Bill Darnell. I'm the Director of Nursing for Care Team Home Care.
I am Carissa Darnell, and I am an infusion home health nurse for Care Team.
I feel that I make a great difference in patients and families' lives.
I feel supported as an RN by the company, and I feel that I can deliver excellent patient care because I am not stressed out.
We have a large portion of our clientele are veterans.
The scheduling is flexible, and the compensation is excellent.
Being able to be more at home, which is what we are, we're in the home, you're going to get to know them.
Want to make a change for 2024? Care Team Home Care is now hiring healthcare aides, LPNs, and RNs. You can apply in person at 3311 West Kennedy Boulevard. And for more information on career opportunities, visit careteamhomecare.com.
Ad paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-852-3467 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-852-3467. That's 800-852-3467. Again, 800-852-3467.
This is Ed Morrissey of HotAir.com for Town Hall. The U.S. has abandoned Israel at the U.N. Security Council. In demanding a ceasefire without conditioning it on the return of the hostages, the U.N. Security Council just voted to vindicate terrorism, human shield strategies, and hostaging in a breathtaking contradiction to the norms of conflict. Hamas initiated hostilities with the most barbaric, large-scale planned operation of mass rapes, murders, pillaging, and kidnappings aimed at non-combatants. Rather than demand the return of those kidnapped and a surrender of war criminals as a condition of a ceasefire, the United Nations has instead put the onus on the aggrieved party to stop fighting a war it didn't start in the first place. Joe Biden bears direct responsibility for this absurd attack on a key American ally. Biden had agitated for another UN Security Council vote. The U.S. abstained rather than issue a veto, tossing several American hostages under the bus to help Biden regain popularity with progressives in the U.S. The consequences of this craven betrayal will be felt for decades.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-3542. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-3542. 1-800-451-3542.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here to wrap up an incredible story about Holy Tuesday. But first, hey, I want to remind you this Friday, of course, is Good Friday, and we will all be with our families here at Salem Radio, Salem Media Group. But I want to tell you that our special is lined up at 3 o'clock, the normal broadcast times of the Bill Bunkley Show. Our good friend Joe Pippin. Joe went home to be with the Lord in July of 21. But, you know, Joe had a special presentation about the trial of Jesus. all the Jewish laws that were just brushed aside. We're going to give you an encore presentation of that at 3 o'clock on Friday. Then Jerry Stewart at 4 o'clock will come along with his thoughts on his Easter special. And then at 5 o'clock, I'll be sharing my thoughts about Easter. And so that is our program lineup coming up for the Bill Bunkley Show this Friday. So Holy Tuesday, we just shared a little bit about Jesus foretelling what was going to happen in his own life on that March 31st, AD 33. And so the parable of the tenants, particularly about the man who went away and they were killing his servants, depicts a dramatic and even violent reflection of Jesus about his own eventual sacrifice. Because he is on assignment from his heavenly Father, and even though we'll learn in a few days that if that cup could have been passed by him, nonetheless, I'll do your will. That's what you and I, believe me, when it came to cancer, you know, Lord, I passed this cup, but if you want me to go through this or you're going to take me home, your will be done. And then we're not going to go over it today, but you know, my favorite passage in Matthew 24, the Olivet Discourse, Jesus is on the side of the Mount of Olives with a handful of his disciples, and he was asked a question about end times, and he addressed that topic. He talked about the kingdom of God as opposed to the kingdom of the prince of the air that rules us today. Can only do what God allows him to do, what Jesus allows him to do. Jesus talked about the hypocrisy of those who claim to fear God, but what to expect when the Son of Man comes. Again, and you go back and read it carefully, Jesus is speaking the gravity of the issue and absolute certainty. Done deal. This is going to happen. And so, once again, Jesus, picture this, Jesus is there. He's teaching as one who has authority, who is the authority. And remember, the chief priest, after he told the story about the landowner that went away, the chief priests who were wanting to get Jesus arrested, they realized that in this parable, he was speaking about them. And in the parable, boom, the light came on. He's talking about us. And in Matthew 21:45, the Bible says, when the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he was talking about him. And although they were seeking to arrest him, they feared the crowds because they held him to be a prophet. And then each of these events, Jesus used them to show us that Jesus, in fact, is the Son of God. And we know that Jesus knew that he was the Son of God. At this point, no one could accuse Jesus of being humble. He was straightforward and to the point. And so when we go down to Matthew 24 and 25, we see Jesus here. And the idea that we know that Jesus is humble, and we know that he's to be worshipped, but then Jesus invites us to the recognition of his deity. And with that, it becomes a very remarkable opportunity to, when we look at this Holy Tuesday, to understand that when Jesus is speaking, he says, "See, I have told you beforehand." And when we think about that one statement and the fact that he, in fact, through this discourse on Holy Tuesday, actually made it clear and told us, it's a very, very remarkable thing. And then when Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified." We'll have Holy Wednesday tomorrow. Until then, God bless.
This is Greg Elliott, the Prosperity Group. Attention 401k or IRA owners, could you be...
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.